out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not awfully disgusting purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24-7.
I'm here!
Yay!
I'm here!
Or you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes or Stitcher, crabdiving.com, or your favorite podcasting application.
Oh, wee, fuck you.
However, whenever, wherever you are receiving us.
I'm not being a drama queen here.
We appreciate the fuck out of it.
Yes, you are.
We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, overwhelmed with mortification being an American after this display that's gone on today at the House of Representatives. I just can't. We're going to play clips and stuff like
retreat
that.
Retreat to the bunker.
Holy fuck it. Fucking shit. And of course, one asshole after another saying, hold my beer, when you think one couldn't be nuttier from the next. And then our favorite.
And I've had people say, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with, you know, gays in the military. Look at the Greeks. Well, you know, they did have people come along who they loved. It was the same sex and would give them massages before they went into the battle.
Louis Gohmert, we've got a Louis Gohmert highlight.
Really? I didn't hear that one.
Oh, my.
Is it?
Oh.
Well.
Oh, holy
shit.
Did
you hear the other guy from Texas?
He's the star of the show. Oh, Poe? Poe's nothing. Poe's crazy.
Did you hear his questioning?
I just heard the end of it where basically Peter Strzok finally responded with, no, it wasn't this. And the inspector general has found no evidence of any bias. And then Poe just looked at him and said, I don't believe you.
Fuck that guy.
I don't believe you.
He chided Strzok.
Yeah.
You got answers for everything.
Is he that Jade Helm guy?
Answers for everything.
Did Texas elect that old man that listened to the Colonel General, whatever the fuck, explain to all the rubes that Jade Helm was not a takeover of the of the Republic of Texas by the evil Negro States of America. Then that guy looked at him after graphs and PowerPoint presentation.
Wait, that's the guy?
No, I'm just suggesting. Oh, is that who got elected?
Maybe.
The old man that looked at this general and said, I just don't believe you.
I mean, he's like a redneck cracking Sith Lord, that guy. He's a joke.
Maybe I'll have a clip of him.
Did you say your name? Did you introduce yourself? I can't remember.
Okay, my name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. R.I.P. to Myra Becker, the 93-year-old woman that had the oversized impeached Trump sign up, and the city made her change it or some bullshit like that.
Oh, fuck them.
She's awesome.
Good for her.
I was reading about her life. She was great. She did a lot of good stuff.
Join us on social medias at Crab Diving on, Twitter and shit, and, facebook.com/crabdiving where, all the cool kids hang.
Dude, Luis Gutierrez.
Wear black and have their hair slicked back and stuff.
Hey, police, stop pulling your guns on unarmed black children if you can help it, dickheads.
Oh, I saw that one too.
Good fucking guy.
It's hourly now. Did you see Will Smith said the racism hasn't increased in America. It's just now being filmed.
Yeah, we got. Yeah, he's right.
Basically what he said. Let's get to the headlines. I'm sure it's about this this shit show of Republican insanity and
I mean,
really that so many of these YouTube clips are going out to the rest of the world is mortifying and humiliating. And I'm going on the record saying I'm embarrassed to be an American today by the display put on by the partisan team treason fuckwads of the GOP Congress House.
Number one. I didn't realize I miss Louie Gohmert. I'm so excited to hear that clip. But let's just take a moment to give it up for these Democrats.
Got some clips. Yeah.
Dude, man, Luis Gutierrez knocked it out of the fucking park. I just heard his great.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the crab diving news studios deep within the crab diving bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, July the 12th, 2018.
The year of our Lord, fuck you!
These are the headlines. Taking a while on the ancient crab diving computer to load.
Right.
Sure enough, picture Peter Strzok swearing in to the Lord Jesus, our Lord and Savior. saying Trump's FBI scapegoat shames show hearing. We kind of predicted this yesterday that this can only make them look bad because they're morons and because they've got no ground to stand on. Independent, they were woozy from edging themselves for months waiting for the inspector general report to come out. And they're like, just wait. Hillary's going down. Obama's going down.
You said edging themselves.
Yes.
What does that mean? Does that mean, like edging?
You touch yourself for an extended period of time, but don't allow yourself to go over the edge.
Jim Jordan's like, oh yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Sure. Roy Moore does
so
too.
So I've heard.
God, that's funny.
So they're just touching themselves over the fact that this IG report was going to come out. And then the IG report came out and Trump is like, I love everything it said, except for the conclusion.
Remember,
for that last line where its conclusion is there is no evidence of political bias having influenced the investigation.
Right.
Patioed.
Got it.
And they ignore that. They don't want to hear that part. La 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 la.
I was not prepared for this. I knew it would be stupid.
What a
right?
shit show, huh? From the first moment, Goodlatte's an idiot. Trey Gowdy. Great job, South Carolina.
He is fucking vile.
Yeah.
God.
What does it mean? What do you mean by it?
God. Trey Gowdy, do you ever go outside and look at the sky or a fucking flower? Does you?
I don't know if he's allowed outside during the day, is he?
What the fuck is wrong with that guy? He is.
Unless he's one of those shiny vampires like in those shitty movies.
Yeah. He makes me miss Cocaine Mitch. He's the worst. He is the worst one.
And then every 5 minutes or every once in a while, he'll be the broken clock that's right. And he'll say something sane.
Yeah.
And then he falls right back into this lunatic bullshit.
He is a dick.
So FBI, this is a HuffPo, FBI Special Agent Peter Strzok said Thursday that an August 2016 text stating "We'll stop Donald Trump" was in response to the horrible, disgusting comments that then candidate Trump made about a family of a fallen Muslim war hero.
Right. But just because we're talking about it, these are texts between him and his fucking girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
So what? I mean, don't
the lovers.
Yeah. They were fucking.
I love how the Republicans try to, make sure everybody knows that this was an affair. like they have any moral high ground to come from.
Oh my God.
Ever again in the history of this country will the Republicans never be able to gain any sort of moral high ground ever again. Dude, never.
I was listening. And was I right to hear that Mark Sanford's turn came up and then he yielded his time to another?
Oh, maybe I didn't see that part. I had to leave. I watched the first.
It's horrible.
Three and a half hours, or listened to it, and I had to bail. I was like, I was exhausted, and it really is like neck snapping. It's punch fucking. One second it's nice, and the next second you're like, ow, because you're listening to the fucking moronic Republicans. You'll hear an adult, one of the Democrats, say something. Have 5 minutes, and then a lunatic takes over for 5 minutes.
What I don't understand is that every answer to any of these questions should be, what about that fucking IG report? Why are we doing this?
It kind of is. And we knew it was going to be hours and hours of them reading his texts back to him. Or in the case of one of them, I think it was Daryl Sparky Issa from California.
Oh, yeah,
coward, slithering away because he knows his seat is probably gone.
Oh, yes.
What
he wants
but
to spend,
Sparky.
Yeah, he wants to spend more time with his family.
Sparky Issa forced Peter Strzok to read his own text messages at one point where he called Trump a douchebag. It was great.
Oh,
listening
my God.
Listening to Strzok.
He called him a something douche. It was really kind of funny. It was creative.
Ted Poe is still trending.
Twitter. I'm telling you, you didn't hear his testimony?
I didn't. I missed him. I just saw highlights of it.
Ooh, he might. I mean, I don't know what Louis Gohmert. I didn't hear Louis Gohmert, but I'm telling you, we got to play Ted Poe too, because I think we're gonna have a good old fashioned Texas off.
Yeah.
Does that state run?
Great job, Texas.
BT how does it dubs. Exist with the people that run it?
I'm just scrolling through here.
Hey, God, he's such a dickhead.
Shit. This is crazy. So that's the headline. We'll get to some of the specifics in a few, but I don't know how anybody watching this with an adult brain and with a tiny bit of sanity can think that the Republicans are doing well or doing anything except for making themselves look like assholes. Goodlatte is coming across. It's a kangaroo fucking court. Strzok says, let me consult with my attorney for a moment. And Goodlatte's like, not the FBI attorney.
No, I heard
like,
that
you can consult with your private attorney, but not the FBI attorney. And a couple of the Democrats turned around and they're like, what are you talking about? Of course he could consult with either of his attorneys, any of his attorneys. And Goodlatte is inventing some rule. No, you can't consult with the FBI attorney, only your personal attorney.
Listen, Republicans, I understand why you're getting frustrated with Strzok. I mean, Ted Poe's like, oh, you got answers for everything. It's a fucking hearing. All you're doing is asking this guy questions and you're complaining he has answers. You're nuts.
Because he's not admitting, yes, you're right. We cheated to get Trump to.
Right.
We started. There was no evidence for Trump. You're right. I throw myself on the mercy of the court. Is that what they're expecting?
And you know, it's crazy because every answer is basically this Strzok guy explaining to a dickhead Republican why the premise of their question makes no sense, why they can't answer it, and they're wrong. Their assertions are wrong. That's the answer to every fucking question.
Right. And
it's fucking
and
crazy.
The biggest question is the premise is shot to shit when they say, well, Peter Strzok was one of 10 to 12 people who knew about possible an investigation into Russian collusion.
Yes.
With the candidate or the campaign.
Right.
Why didn't he pick up the phone and secretly leak to pick a fake news outlet and say, hey, look, well, there's an investigation into Trump for the Russians have secretly colluded with the Trump campaign.
Yeah.
And that would have been a great way, if you're biased against Trump,
right,
to use your job in that capacity. Right. None of them can answer that question. He had this bias from the beginning, and the Mueller investigation is tainted because of this.
You know, to be fair, the Strutt guy, I enjoyed listening to the dude.
He's good.
I'm a ninny hippie liberal, but it's not like the FBI is full of fucking libs.
Well, Zoe, you know what I mean? Lofgren from California, representative, an adult,
right,
mentioned that. When I say adult in this capacity, I mean Democrat.
Yes.
Because I've yet to hear an adult on the Republican side.
Yeah, dude.
Meadows is trying to pretend, but we know. But Zoe Lofgren said, this should not, why are we wasting our time on this? Why aren't we looking into preventing our adversary from messing in our elections?
Dude.
But another rep was like, I can't believe we're having questions about Hillary Clinton's emails. It's 2018.
Why don't we look into Pizzagate? Why don't we have a hearing about that? It would make sense with these loons. I mean, I want this Zork. What's his name? God damn it. Strzok.
Yeah.
This is Strzok. I listen. Listen, it Strzok, if you get fired from the FBI, come to a show on the Crab Diving Network. Come to a podcast. I'd listen to that. The guy was interesting, right?
So here is, I think this is the epic smackdown.
Oh, shit.
Which is early on of Trey Gowdy.
Oh, my God. This guy's
Trey Gowdy did his ridiculous bullshit questioning. And then because Goodlatte said, well, we'll give him a chance to respond.
Yes.
They went through... God, how much? 45 minutes of parliamentary bullshit where the Democrats, rightfully so, saying, so Goodlatte eventually said, you're not going to answer. They asked him, how many people had you interviewed about the Russian collusion in the first 8 days following some certain date?
Trey Gowdy. Right.
It was a trap question. They knew this was a question he couldn't answer.
Yeah, yeah.
This is all kabuki.
So he had to say the FBI isn't allowing me to answer something like that, right?
Right. And then Goodlatte pulled out his script and said, wait a minute. God. Are you saying you're refusing to answer? We're going to hold you in contempt. We're going to vote for contempt. And then there was all kinds of these motions and all this shit.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Swalwell, a Democrat, said, well, okay, if this is the case, then I move that we subpoena Steve Bannon, who testified before this body and invented some fake non-existent executive privilege, just simply refused to answer, yet you guys didn't seem to care about that.
How did he get away with that?
Here is somebody who has actual attorney-client privilege, possibly, and possible national security implications of outing our sources for a lot of this stuff.
Yeah.
In the midst of an ongoing investigation. They're not supposed to talk about that shit.
Right. It's crazy. Dude, it's nuts. I mean, I was... floored by the whole fucking thing. It was
so. Here's Gowdy. Shocking. Gowdy. Then it was done with his time.
Ugh.
And here is Peter Strzok's
smackdown.
Yeah,
sure. I think it's important when you look at those texts that you understand the context in which they were made and the things that were going on across America. In terms of the text that we will stop it. You need to understand that was written late at night, off the cuff, and it was in response to a series of events that included.
Oh my God! The text. This is what really set me off.
Right.
Early, the text that he's bitching about, Trey Gowdy was he said something about, don't worry, if Trump is nominated, it's going to be 0 to 100 million.
Right.
And Trey Gowdy said, did you really think that Trump was going to get zero? Zero. You
God.
Thought zero. Even. And he said it's hyperbole. And Gowdy said, okay, let's say you were hyperbolic by 10. By 10.
What the fuck?
So that's still 10 million. Ugh. So you're still saying 10 million divided by zero. You're still saying zero people are going to. And I mean, I was like, wait, this is a cartoon, right? This is a Saturday Night Live skit.
It's maddening.
Exactly what is happening in our Congress right now.
I mean,
that's his line of questioning. That you can't look at that email or that text and him say, don't worry, hon, it's going to be zero to 100 million.
I was reading this thing about how the Russians, their cyber warfare bullshit is so deep that they created Twitter accounts for papers that don't even exist anymore.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they've had them for years. Sure. And they throw out real stories from these Twitter accounts. And they gain trust and they gain followers. And then when they need him to pump out Russian propaganda or what the fuck ever, they just put whatever story.
And they have trolls that join groups and stuff like that as sympathizers. And then just every once in a while start. Yeah, well, you know, I don't know. I was all for this Russian investigation. But, you know,
yeah.
The Republicans made some great points today against Peter Strzok. It does concern me that the number one agent was obviously so biased as a Democrat. It bothers me. And, you know, that's a lie, that it's a fake fucking Russian troll cum whore account.
Yes. And you know it's just terrifying, because what they're doing is complex. And you hear our lawmakers today.
There ain't nothing complex.
They're not
about
complex.
Those
they're
morons.
Dumb as fuck. Yeah. Did you hear Strzok explaining the difference between bias and he said bias and something else, like the premise of all their questions, like saying because the text showed that he was biased, that he had a bias.
Here's more of this epic smackdown.
Yeah.
Then candidate Trump insulting the immigrant family of a fallen war hero. And my presumption, based on that horrible, disgusting behavior, that the American population would not elect somebody demonstrating that behavior to be president of the United States.
Well, he was obviously wrong there, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Well, they kind of didn't.
Well, they didn't win. Yeah,
our slave state sucking electoral college system is what elected them.
It was in no way, unequivocally, any suggestion that me, the FBI, would take any action whatsoever to improperly impact the electoral process for any candidate. So I take great offense and I take great disagreement to your assertion of what that was or wasn't. As to the 100 million to one, that was clearly a statement made in jest and using hyperbole. I, of course, recognize that millions of Americans were likely to vote for candidate.
How stupid is that he has to answer this? Of course, I knew that millions of people would vote for Trump when
right.
I said it's going to be 1 to 100 million. I was being hyperbolic and suggesting
yeah.
that there's no way the American people are going to be fucking dumb enough to vote this guy.
Oh, my
in.
God. What does it say when Trey Gowdy keeps asking him questions about the text and then Strzok says, let me explain the context. And Trey Gowdy's like, I'm not asking you the context.
I don't
context.
Care about your context.
You don't care
right.
about the context?
Right. Right.
God, you asshole.
And using hyperbole, I, of course, recognize that millions of Americans were likely to vote for candidate Trump. I acknowledge that is absolutely their right. That is what makes our democracy such a vibrant process that it is. But to suggest somehow that we can parse down the words of shorthand textual conversations like there's some contract for a car is simply not consistent with my or most people's use of text message.
So he's texting the woman
yes.
who he's getting naked time with.
Right.
And reassuring her, don't worry, it's going to be 1 to 100 million. Don't worry. And the Republicans say, obviously, that's him saying, don't worry, honey, we're going to fix the election.
You know, the thing is, this Strzok guy is a smart guy, right? And a lot of smart people probably have texted negative things about Donald Trump to their friends.
Well, sure.
I mean,
he also
Jesus
texted
Christ.
Shit about Bernie.
Oh, yeah.
And he said Bernie's as crazy as Trump. He texted.
God.
Shit about Hillary. He texted shit about Holder.
Oh, wow.
Negative stuff.
It's crazy to suggest that there's some liberal agenda at the FBI, dude.
That's what Zoe Lofgren said, too.
It's nuts.
The representative. She goes, could you tell me, I always thought that the law, our law enforcement, were, you know, kind of conservative leaning police type people. She goes, have they suddenly become a radical leftist organization?
They're wearing hemp suits all of a sudden.
For a car is simply not consistent with my or most people's use of text messaging. I can assure you, Mr. Chairman, at no time in any of these texts did those personal beliefs ever enter into the realm of any action I took. Furthermore, This isn't just me sitting here telling you. You don't have to take my word for it. At every step, at every investigative decision, there are multiple layers of people above me, the assistant director, executive assistant director, deputy director, and director of the FBI, and multiple layers of people below me, section chiefs, supervisors, unit chiefs, case agents, and analysts, all of whom were involved in all of these decisions. They would not tolerate any improper behavior in me any more than I would tolerate it in them. That is who we are as the FBI. And the suggestion that I, in some dark chamber somewhere in the FBI, would somehow cast aside all of these procedures, all of these safeguards, and somehow be able to do this is astounding to me. It simply couldn't happen. And the proposition that that is going on, that it might occur anywhere in the FBI, deeply corrodes what the FBI is in American society, the effectiveness of their mission, and it is deeply destructive.
The
applause.
Damn.
Boom.
I mean,
and you could see his lawyer behind him, which is like trying to hide a smile. Yeah. He's like, I can't believe these idiots are letting him go.
Well, that wasn't his time. They didn't.
Well, it was. I mean, but they had fucked up by.
How do you challenge
by
any of
guaranteeing
those?
Him that he'd be able to answer? And Goodlatte tried when Gowdy was done.
Yeah.
He's like, can I answer? And he goes, well, briefly. And a couple of the other Democrats were like, no. You promised during that whole argument they had.
Yes.
You promised that you would give him time to respond because Gowdy was just filibustering.
And what's the point of having the guy in there if you don't want to hear what the fuck he has to say?
It was so blatantly unfair, too. I mean, that's just what's so heinous about it. Not only are they lying and sucking Trump's hole and
it's
via
disgusting.
Putin's hole, or the other way around, I should say, that for Goodlatte to sit there and tell Strzok, you can't talk to the FBI lawyer. You can talk to your personal lawyer, but you're not allowed to talk to the FBI lawyer. And Democrats spinning around saying, what? What are you talking about?
They all sounded like paranoid people.
Right. It's like, and it was blatantly, if we could, there wouldn't be a Democrat in this room.
Oh, yeah.
It was what was obvious.
Right.
That this kangaroo court, these again, proof that these fuckers don't want to represent us. They want to rule fucking over us.
Yeah.
The Republicans want to rule.
They don't want to protect us.
This
is crazy. To me, it's crazy that these motherfuckers are obsessing over two lines from a text, a bunch of texts. And you think about what this guy, what Strzok was investigating.
Right.
It's nuts. It's
well,
bananas.
And I would say, okay, Mr. Gowdy, to be perfectly transparent, then let's hand over your phone, please. Let the American public see every single one of your texts.
Oh, yes. Hey, Jim Jordan, give me your phone.
And let's see if there was some anti-Hillary bias in some of your texts.
Yeah.
Then that would disqualify you anything you learned in the Benghazi 12 years of Benghazi hearings. And I'm being hyperbolic, dummies.
I'm telling you,
Republicans that are squealing and listening, probably aren't.
Right. You don't want to start looking around on their phones.
Well, right.
You're going to find some scary fucking shit.
Yeah, hanging out in the locker room at the wrestling tournament.
Oh, fuck these guys. I mean, you listen to this and you're like, really, there's kind of no point in reaching out to the right.
Not the ones that are going to watch the already
it.
I saw a Fox News headline. Trey Gowdy says, I don't give a damn what you think.
They love that.
Oh, sure.
Oh, my God. Grandstanding. Is Trey Gowdy married?
Yes.
Holy fuck. Holy shit. Someone lets him inside of him.
Oh, well, I didn't say that.
I'm just saying.
You don't have proof of that. I don't want to see proof of that, but.
He's a Kraken.
The headline over the Daily Kos, FBI agent at Center of Russia Investigation obliterated congressman at sham hearing.
He did, man. He obliterated them.
And you should have seen the look when Strzok finished and people started applauding. Trey Gowdy was just looking at him with hate face. And then he kind of turned sideways like, fuck you. Like,
oh,
Gowdy
yeah.
knew. Gowdy knew that he got owned.
I mean, did they think this guy was going to get schooled by these idiots?
I don't know.
I don't understand this.
It was like, well, why are they doing this? This can only help Strzok. He was ready. He was loaded for Russian bear. And he's ready. Yeah. He apologized. He said what he did for the harm it has caused the FBI, the family, that the text that he sent with Paige,
yes,
who now has agreed to show up tomorrow. There was an early fight over releasing. He had testified once before, week two ago, privately,
right?
But and the Democrats were like, "Let's release that transcript."
Let's what's release on that transcript. Why can't we?
Because
hear
guess what's been happening? Republicans are copy pasting little snippets from the testimony and leaking it or mentioning it in on Fox News.
Oh, with selective editing.
Sure.
To show them grandstanding.
So the Democrats today, one of the first fights was, we want to release the full transcript.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
And Goodlatte was like, no, you're out
like,
of order.
Fuck no.
You're out of order. And wow. The Democrats ended up winning. Because they called some procedure and stuff like that. And then Mark Meadows, again, pretending to be sane and an adult. But let's not forget, Mark Meadows is the head of the Freedom Caucus.
Lee!
The Un-American Freedom Caucus.
Right, right.
Our way or the highway.
Lee, man.
He was like, well, in the spirit of transparency, I concur that we should go over it and make sure once Ms. Page testifies.
Yes.
So she doesn't get her testimony, I guess, from the transcript that we should release.
Right.
We should release it.
Is she going to testify as long as Strzok? I mean, will they hear him?
There's 70 of them. 70 plus of them that each get 5 minutes.
They're asking the same shit, though.
Everybody wants their YouTube video that they can put on their YouTube channel to show their knuckle draggers back home. Look, I fought with the evil FBI deep state. Here I am taking on the deep state.
They should have to audition. They should have to audition for what they're going to ask this fucking guy. And you pick the five best from each party and you do like that. Cause they're asking the same bullshit over and over again. It's crazy.
Among the Dems, Sheila Jackson Lee was awesome. She was fucking amazing. She's like, why aren't we looking into children being ripped from their parents?
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
She also said she held up the today released mugshot of Paul Manafort. And she's like, this is called the witch hunt, yet this man is rotting in jail right now.
The campaign manager.
Cummings had five giant cardboard pictures of Manafort, Gates, Flynn, Poopy Doopy, and that German dude, I think Vanderberger Schwergenlorgen.
Nice.
Who have all pled guilty.
Yeah.
Found guilty, indicted, etc.
Yes.
Elijah Cummings had five aides come out holding these giant poster-sized pictures to say, here's your witch hunt, bitches.
You know,
my words,
right.
My translation, but essentially, here's your witch hunt, 47 indictments or whatever.
Insane, it's nuts. Right. Where's the Benghazi indictments? Where's the placards with the Benghazi indictments? My favorite thing today was Papadopoulos.
Papadopoulos,
damn,
yeah,
that's
I
good.
Hope that was on purpose.
Me too.
It was a Democrat who mentioned Papadopoulos.
Hilarious. Papadopoulos.
So yeah, kudos to Sheila Jackson Lee. She stood out.
Yeah.
And well, let's get to Louis. This
fuck me, man.
This has even Republicans saying this is too far.
What the fuck could he possibly have said?
Well,
okay.
Here we go, Louis Gohmert. And then at the end, I don't know if you'll be able to hear it, but there's a member, a Democrat, says something to Louis. If we don't catch it, I'll tell you what is said.
Oh, cool.
You have come in here and said, I have no bias. And you do it with a straight face. And I watched you in the private testimony you gave. And I told some of the other guys, he is really good. He's lying. He knows. We know he's lying. And he could probably pass a polygraph.
Point.
It's amazing.
Now you hear the Democrats good are like, God. Wait a second.
He is really good. He's lying. He knows we know he's lying. and he could probably pass a polygraph.
Point.
It's amazing.
Mr. Chairman.
No, this is my
Mr.
time.
Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry. Point of order. This point of order.
No.
The general state is point of order.
A member of this committee just asserted that this witness, who is under oath and a former agent of the FBI, lied. There is no evidence of that. I ask him to withdraw it.
I do not withdraw.
Representative Chickaleen, who's pretty awesome. He's been very vocal. He was one of the ones early on that was like, wait a second. You can't. He gets to talk to whatever lawyer he wants to.
It's my time. It's
my time. You better pause it. He held up his finger. He goes, it better pause.
Oh, my
just
God.
Now. It better pause.
What an asshole.
I lied. There is no evidence of that. I asked him to withdraw it.
I do not withdraw it. He is not a member of Congress. It's not a violation of the rule. And just as you have been expressing bias through your members about what a hero
there is not a single person on this committee who has ever characterized a witness.
Gentleman from Rhode Island. Gentleman,
it's my time.
That's a disgrace.
Gentleman from Rhode Island will suspend.
No, the disgrace,
Mr.
what this man has done.
The gentleman from Texas will suspend for a moment.
There is the disgrace. And it won't be recaptured anytime soon because of the damage you've done to the justice system. And I've talked to FBI agents around the country. You've embarrassed them. You've embarrassed yourself. And I can't help but wonder, when I see you looking there with a little smirk, how many times did you look so innocent into your wife's eye and lie to her about Lisa?
Mr. Chairman, this is...
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
He went there. Louis Gohmert attempting again to capture high moral ground when he has a R next to his name.
Well, he beat Ted Poe. That's, can you play that again? I honestly can't
back up a little, yeah.
Fucking believe that shit, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, Texas will suspend for a
there
moment.
There is the disgrace. And it won't be recaptured anytime soon because.
Stay classy, by the way,
oh
Texas.
My.
Keep voting for this, guys.
God.
You guys, it makes you guys look great. Really,
Jade.
Really sane.
Jade Helm 15!
Of the damage you've done to the justice system. And I've talked to FBI agents around the country. You've embarrassed them. You've embarrassed yourself. And I can't help but...
Tonight, Putin is like, oh, I'm going to fuck a few supermodels to this play loop playing over and over.
Yeah. God, his balls must be working overtime.
Them, you've embarrassed yourself. And I can't help but wonder, when I see you looking there with a little smirk... How many times did you look so innocent into your wife's eye and lie to her about Lisa?
Mr. Chairman, this is outrageous.
Credibility of a witness
shame
is always
on you,
an issue.
Mr. Chairman, this is an intolerable harassment of the witness.
What is wrong with that? You need your medication.
Have you no decency? And then she got cut off, but she's like, did you not take your medication today?
Oh, my God, I thought I heard that. Yeah. I assumed... That's hilarious. God, Louis Gohmert is fucked up, man. He's fucking bananas.
They whipped out the "Have you no decency, sir?" which brought down McCarthy.
Right. I mean, you looked
I know, right?
To your eye, God, Louis. So, I mean, Jesus Christ. I hope there's nothing in Louis Gohmert's past because somebody's gonna dig that shit up.
What an embarrassment. Smirking.
He's dirty.
And they love it over at Fox.
Oh, yeah. Do they really? Are you fucking kidding
GOP
me?
GOP Rep Gohmert unloads on smirking Strzok. How many times did you look so innocent into your wife's eyes and lie to her? They love it over at Fox.
Do you think Trump's going to weigh in? Is he going to comment on that? I mean, you know.
He'll comment on it.
Do you think he will on this hearing? He has to. I mean, he's kind of busy breaking up NATO right now, but. Good God.
Yeah.
That's the craziest Louis. I mean, you know, that's a crazy Louis Gohmert clip.
Craziness.
I mean, did they all get together and decide? Do you think all these lunatics got together and said, you know what? We need somebody to go there. Who'll do it? And Louis's like, I will. No problem. That's a layup.
I don't think they.
I ain't got no shame.
I don't know if there's any prodding like that. I don't think.
What if
they're not good at it? I mean, this is the caliber of the questioning that is going on. There's no substance. Again, Provide evidence, yes. Republicans. Provide evidence.
You mean to tell me?
Yeah. I mean, that's so fucked up, man.
It's embarrassing. It's mortifying that these people are in the same country as us.
It really is.
This kangaroo court. This is what we're exporting these days. Hey, look at us. We're a bunch of fucking morons. We've got big, giant, huge, swinging missiles. Shitty healthcare. Shitty education.
Shitty internet.
Shitty infrastructure. Shitty race relations. Shitty income inequality. Everything here is going to shit.
Oh, yes.
But we got a big old army.
God. I mean, that is nuts. What the fuck, man? See, look. See, I used that same innocent look when you told you. God damn. Boy, you went there. He did that. He did that knowing he would have the clip of the day. Did he know what he was doing?
I think you're attributing like forethought to that moron.
Nobody else went there, right?
I don't think he was assigned it, though. I think a reason nobody else went there is because it's reprehensible.
Yeah, it is.
And beneath the dignity of the Congress. I mean, you want to go there? Let's start. Well, Louis Gutierrez then went there. Gutierrez said, okay, you want to talk about morality? We had a member of this exact committee resign because he tried to get one of his aides to let him impregnate her for $1 million.
Yeah, and you would have to argue that what right. Louis said was fucking relevant. It was fucking relevant. This guy's a fairy out on his wife's not fucking on trial.
He said, credibility of the witness. Credibility of the witness can't.
God, dude. I mean, did you hear the part where somebody questioned Strzok about the FBI behavior manual or whatever about not engaging in behavior that would disrespect the office and shit like that? This one idiot GOP loon was trying to quote regulations and rules at him from the FBI manual. And he was like, well, it actually says X, Y, and Z, you know?
Right. Well, facts don't matter. How dare you try to distract the issue with facts, Ryan, and statistics and the truth.
You said that we were listening to this and, well, we were just talking about how the people that need to hear this aren't going to hear it.
No. In fact, I just told you what the two headlines over at Fox are.
And they think they're hearing it.
You won't hear Peter Strzok's 2.5-minute decimation of Trey Gowdy.
Right.
You're not going to hear that. You're going to hear Trey Gowdy saying, I don't give a damn what you think.
This is a way maybe to explain it to these loons. Imagine a guy, a doctor doing open heart surgery on someone. Meets somebody, a fellow coworker, and they start fucking. That doesn't mean he can't perform open heart surgery anymore, right? God, I don't know. Does that make any fucking sense?
Yeah, I guess.
That doesn't
really
make any sense. It's just, fuck this. It's hopeless. This is hopeless. My God, vote fucking blue. If you listen to this, God, we all got to go vote. We've got goddamn idiots.
And it's just a profound embarrassment. I want to hide from the international community today, because these are the clips that are good. They're already laughing their asses off everywhere us, where they're not crying about what's going on.
I mean, my body tensed up when I was listening to Louis.
Right?
And I don't expect him to say anything good.
It's uncomfortable.
Oh my God. What was the look on Strzok's face?
Smirking.
Oh my God.
How can you not laugh at that idiot?
What I don't understand is, these motherfuckers aren't going to give an FBI agent who was also exonerated, right, in that IG report. I mean, they found that he didn't do anything wrong, right, with the tax or something like that.
Well, they didn't find that he didn't do anything wrong. They found that there was no, they smacked him down for the behavior.
Right, right.
And there still may be. He still may face disciplinary action FBI, but they said there was no evidence that bias influenced any part of the investigation.
So why call him a liar?
I mean, because that's all they got.
Why don't they give him the benefit of the fucking doubt? You know,
because Russia told them not to.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Just a bunch of loads, dude.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
It's crazy. It's some craziness going on right now.
Those are the fuck nuts who are like, hey, listen, we got to check everybody's dick before they go in the fucking bathroom.
Right.
Hey, they're idiots.
Right. And nobody cares that right now there's probably a Russian hacker balls deep in an election system somewhere in this country.
Yeah, nobody gives a fuck.
Don't care.
Fuck you, boy.
But what about Hillary's emails?
Nobody cares that Trump is over across the pond skull fucking Europe.
And Strzok brought it up again, which doesn't get brought up enough. How dare they conflate? But they were saying, wait a minute, you decided to prioritize Russian interference over Hillary's emails?
Oh, my God.
And he was like, yeah. Yeah, right. The director decided that the imminent threat to our political system that was ongoing is a little bit more important right now than going into a few years old emails that may or may not have been incorrectly put on a server. That's more important right now.
Why don't they call the FBI like the Hillary Bureau of Investigation?
That's what they want.
Just do it. Just quit you want the FBI to just investigate Hillary. You don't give a fuck about anything else. Just fucking admit it.
It's exhausting and embarrassing. And we deserve every laugh we get in the world, on the world stage right now, because what a humiliating, how debased our country has become because of these Republicans.
I don't know how Texas operates.
I do.
Oh, like shit.
Yeah.
God damn, dude. That fucking Ted Poe's a piece of work too, man. He's just a fucking hateful asshole.
So there you go. And going on right now, by the way, still.
Still, right now.
72 people get 5 minutes each. So
you know what it is? It's like one of the longest, worst open mics ever in Los Angeles for stand-up comedy.
This is a long fucking day.
God. Yeah, and everybody's racist. You know what's weird? Like, if you look at Louis Gohmert's ugly fucking face, no offense, Louis, but Jesus, you know. And then this Ted Poe. God, there's something about right-wing nut jobs that they have similar features.
Kind of like cousin fucking the product of?
Yeah, something like that. I can't put my finger on what it is. They both look like fucking turtles.
Ted Poe is also from Texas.
Blech. That guy's a dickhead, dude. He's an asshole.
Here's a little Ted Poe.
I don't know that the defense attorney or the prosecutor would allow you to be on a jury because your words are what we hear.
He's not on a jury.
Dude, but he's saying that Strzok couldn't be on a jury because he doesn't have the ability to make an unbiased decision.
Right.
This guy's an FBI agent.
Your protesting just seems to make those words more of a show of your bias.
And independent reports have shown no evidence that bias was wielded.
Right. And he actually, I think this is where Strzok explains to this guy, he gives him the definition of bias.
Oh, geez.
He defines it for him.
This goes on for a while, though. I don't know exactly where to...
No, oh, yeah, I don't know. He,
but I do know that at the end,
that guy's a dick.
At the end, Strzok says something, and then Poe just says, "Well, I don't believe you."
Well, there we are.
There you go.
There we fucking are.
Right? Why are we here? Why am I here? Why?
Yeah, you're gonna.
If everything I say, you're just gonna say you're lying. I don't believe you. Why the fuck am I here?
They let Steve Bannon not answer questions. Because of some bullshit he invented out of thin air, right?
Right. They said, are you not answering because are you invoking attorney-client privilege or executive privilege? And he said, no. And they said, well, then why aren't you answering? And he said, I don't want to.
This motherfucker struck, answered every fucking question he could. And I believe when he was talking to that FBI lawyer, he was like, listen, I'm sorry. I would love to be able to answer this. I'm more frustrated than you are, but I'm not allowed to. He wanted to answer their fucking question.
Ted Poe said, how do we know your anti-Trump bias isn't rampant throughout the FBI?
Oh,
and
God.
Peter Strzok said, you look at the evidence. And you and others have done a spectacular job of equating bias with personal political belief when you know they are not the same.
Yeah, yeah. That's crazy.
Right.
He had to define that, but yet these guys keep using that word over and fucking over again.
Because their tiny little brains can't... they know the truth. Right now, this is theater for one.
I'm a prosecutor. That's what that Ted Post says.
For an audience of one.
Yeah.
For Trump.
Schittler.
This is all them saying, look at God King. We're worshiping you. We're sticking up for you. We're fighting for you.
Do they want Trump to say, oh, Louis Gohmert really stuck it to Strzok and he retweets him or some bullshit like that?
Are you kidding me? Trump is probably going to see if he can get a medal for Gohmert of some sort, some kind of an award. He's going to love it. That's right up his alley.
If you watch this.
Trump brought the Clinton accusers the debate against Clinton's wife.
That is shameful.
Right.
That shows you
how low these people are and how base and vile.
I'm really shocked.
They're willing to go.
I'm really shocked. I'm not shocked that Louis brought that shit up about his affair, but the way he brought it up was so fucked up, dude. Is that the look you gave your wife when you were?
Is that the look you gave your wife?
Here
we go.
That?
Live. Here's live. Mark Meadows is questioning Strzok.
Was what August of August 25th was the briefing with Harry Reid of 2016 by Director Brennan. He sends a letter then to Director Comey, which we have acknowledgement of by Director Comey and by you and Lisa Page in text messages that would suggest that you were aware of that. So the CIA director briefing Harry Reid, and the indication is that they talked about the dossier, and we get that indication from an email from you from January 10th.
Yeah, but that's not true. Congressman, the first recollection I have of any material from the material produced by Mr. Steele was mid-September of 2016. So I did not know or have information from that material, certainly from any other source prior to mid-September.
You're lying!
God, you're lying!
Till mid-September. My recollection is that in mid-September, and again, I have to defer.
But I want to give you a chance to make sure that we're clear on the record here. You are not aware of a briefing that took place between Director Brennan and Senator Harry Reid on August 25th.
That is correct, my recollection. I was not aware of that meeting.
All right, so let me go a little bit further, because we've got four or five other documents that would indicate that the White House was notified at least four different times about this investigation. Do you think that would be appropriate during an ongoing campaign that the Obama administration would be kept up to speed on a Russia collusion investigation?
Yes!
Yeah.
Sir, you're mixing a couple of things. It would be entirely appropriate for the White House to be aware and concerned about what the government of Russia was doing with regard to the elections.
That was not my question, but I agree. God. I'm concerned. I actually have a bill that I encourage my colleagues opposite to talk about Russian interference, mm-hmm. where we can make sure that didn't happen. We're talking about an investigation that would include collusion being talked about with the White House. We have evidence that would suggest not once, not twice, not three times, but four times that it was discussed with people in the Obama.
What's
his fucking point?
Meadows is one of the saner ones and smarter ones.
But I don't get what is he getting to? I don't understand.
I think he's trying to put more importance on the dossier. They're still coming up with that fake narrative that the
fusion the discounted GPS shit.
Yeah, the PP tape dossier that which they claim is discredited, which please, Republicans, point out to me one thing so far that's been discredited in the dossier. I'll wait. Michael Cohen saying I didn't go to Prague doesn't count. There's no proof of that. In fact, there are reports that Mueller is on to him on that one, and they have actual proof that he really was in Prague. So
God,
right. The dossier has been corroborated more and more, not disproven more and more.
I mean, dude.
But maybe that's where Meadows is going. I don't know. I don't want to listen to whole fucking bullshit.
It's just insane. Like, they're going to such lengths to suck this guy's dick, Trump. You just feel like that makes me feel like they're going to win, you know?
But this is the House. A week, 2 weeks ago, the Senate, run by Republicans.
Yes.
The Intelligence Committee came out with a report that said Putin ordered. They have evidence, and they know that Putin not only ordered the attacks on our system.
Yes.
That it was with the intent of helping Donald J. Trump.
Right. That's crazy.
And they released that, and everybody's like,
they don't care.
Yeah. Oh, here's an adult. Here's a Democrat.
Other that said that when you see a circus going on, don't jump in the middle of it and expect people not to call you a clown. I will ask questions anyway, because I think that this is a circus. And the problem is that it's a distraction from real issues that we're talking about or should be talking about in this country. We've asked this committee to have a hearing on the fact that we still have not renewed the Voting Rights Act. We have had no hearing. We've asked.
Well, but, you know, black people are still voting. So they're working on that.
Mm. Where we are putting at risk dreamers who make this country a better place.
This is, but we've had no Representative Richmond from Louisiana. Yeah.
No, awesome.
We've asked for hearings on the fact that we are separating infants and toddlers from their parents with now clearly no ability to reunite the family. So we have sick and maniacal things going on in this country, and we spent 6 hours with 20% of Congress locked in a room bashing someone in hopes that we can discredit a law enforcement investigation. In my wildest dreams, in my entire life, I never thought that I, a young black man, would be defending the FBI. But we were always taught that we have to believe in the system, that the people who take an oath and swear to protect, people who...
what a great line, though, right? I never thought I, as a young black man, would be defending the FBI.
Yeah.
But this is how it's going.
I don't know.
It's morons and accusations and the extreme of a Gohmert yelling at this guy. And then, to which his response is, produce the evidence of my bias. Yes, I have strong political beliefs.
Yes.
And he's getting in some great zingers that they're not able to avoid because they're filibustering. And then he says, may I respond? And Goodlatte has to give him a little bit of time to respond. And he's dropping in these at the time. This was about this. And he said, you have to know the context.
Right.
This text was about this. And he mentioned one point. The point where Trump had just insulted the family of a gold star. Yeah. And
then
another time he said, and this was, it might have been Issa that was talking to him.
Issa.
And Issa tried to interrupt him and get him to stop. Because Strzok said the background behind this was when Trump was during the campaign saying he wanted to disband NATO. He didn't think it was good anymore.
God.
So that was the context behind this text with my girlfriend. And as he was saying that, Issa was like, I haven't yielded my time, that kind of thing. He's trying to get him shut up.
It's hilarious because the reason they're talking about, they don't want to talk about the reasons why an FBI agent that knows what's up thinks Donald Trump is a fucking lunatic.
Right.
They don't want to use this hearing to remind everybody that Donald Trump wants to get rid of NATO. I mean, maybe they do, though. I don't know. That's not exactly like on the down low.
So there you go. Well, except for we should get to that now. Speaking of that.
Jesus Christ, these fucking Republicans, man.
The headline over the Drudge Report. I stand corrected. The headline over the Drudge Report says the DOJ has appealed the AT&T Time Warner merger. A judge ruled that they could merge, and they were already starting the fucking process.
Yay.
And
commence fucking.
And apparently the DOJ is stepping in saying we're appealing.
Yeah. Don't fuck quite yet, guys.
Then come.
How about this? Don't let them merge. They're big enough. They got enough money?
Well, you know, I'm anti-big everything. So right. I think all the big giant corporations should be broken up.
Yeah.
That they do no good. And they're, what? By definition, anti-competitive when some big giant, let's look at Walmart, some yeah. big, horrible, evil whale can come in and through just its sheer size, bully small and medium businesses out of business, kill their competition.
Yeah, yeah. How the fuck are the Republicans or, I don't know, the Democrats, how are people able to convince America that something like Time Warner and AT&T would be a good thing for consumers? It's not, that's nuts.
It's a vertical or it's a horizontal or whatever the fuck God. They talk about. It's not vertical, it's horizontal.
We're going to have less choices with their internet, meaning they can make it more shittier. That's how it works, right? Am I nuts?
And then they try to convince everybody that it's going to help competition.
there's less
yeah, I know I can't I, you know the what else is going on? Well, really, let's knock off a quick couple of quick ones here.
Yes.
Papa John resigned.
Hey,
racist fuck
your hate
founder
pizza.
John Schnatter.
I hate Papa John's pizza. Anyway.
It's awful. I've hated it.
It's so greasy.
Before I found out he was a racist.
Yes.
He's resigned as chairman after apologizing for his N-word comment.
Why apologize, dickhead?
You should have bought this morning, though, because the shares surged 10%, 11% after he quit.
Wow.
So maybe you should have bought the news.
Right.
On that one. So there you go. He's resigned as chairman. He was CEO before, and then he stepped down because of the NFL bullshit.
Yes.
And then the funniest aspect of the story is that he literally said the N-word as they were having a public relations conference call on how to avoid saying stupid shit in the future.
And the vendor quit, right?
Upon hearing the N-word, the PR company was like, we're done. We can't. I don't think we could teach this guy. I don't think we can.
Imagine, though, you're the guy. You're just like, what are we doing today? We're meeting with the chairman of Papa John's to help him sound. Wait. You mean the racist guy in charge of Papa John's pizza? They knew it was going to be difficult.
So there you go. Papa John done.
Impossible.
Stormy Daniels.
Yes.
In the news.
This is suspicious as fuck, right?
Yeah, it's a little sketchy, sketchy. Stormy Daniels is arrested performing in an Ohio strip club. She was arrested. Again, apparently there's a law. No touchy if bare titties.
Right.
And that's the horrible law against crime against humanity that she committed.
Yes. They don't have a motorboat exception to that law.
Well, and Michael Avenatti was on he was on Stephanie Ruhle this morning, which is hilarious because
were they talking
about
this?
Well, he said she was in Ohio on her current tour.
Yes.
And Stephanie Ruhle goes, you mean the Make America Horny tour?
That's great.
And he said, yeah, I don't think they're calling it that anymore, but yes, that's the name. And Stormy tried to tell everybody to reassure everyone that she didn't come up with that name.
Right.
She had already signed the contract for this tour.
It's a fine name. I like it.
It was a sting operation, apparently.
What the fuck?
And they had, I think Avenatti said there were two or three undercover vice officers, multiple undercover vice officers in the club. And he said that it was a female officer that said, I'm going to paraphrase, he said it differently. Can I put my face in your tits?
Right.
And Stormy was like, rock on.
Yeah.
And that's where she got arrested.
And then she was busted.
Yeah.
They came in the door with battering rams, tear gas. How insane.
Police say she was busted after allegedly touching three different undercover vice police officers during her performance.
But why did they have this thing going on?
At sirens.
Oh, yes.
Because that's what's important in the world, Ryan, is getting strippers that are touching the men that are there to throw money at them. That's what's important in this country.
You know what happened. somebody was like, you know what? They got this fucked up law in Ohio. If the performers touch anybody in the audience, you could arrest them. Let's go get Stormy Daniels.
Well, there's that possibility.
What? How many other arrests were there of strippers today in Ohio for motorboating?
It is a violation of state law, barring anyone who is not a family member from touching a dancer. So if you're stripping, you can have your brother grab your tits. That's that's fine.
Yeah. Oh my God. Your dad. Dawned on me. A family member. So your family member can watch you strip.
Why did they have to put that disclaimer in there?
I'm wondering. No, I know why. No. It's in case the stripper needs to breastfeed during her shift.
Or what if a couple of sisters are dancing?
Right.
A couple of twins or something. I guess you want them to be able to touch each other. I don't know. That's interesting. How did that disclaimer get put in there? Who said we should pass a law that you can't touch a stripper?
Yeah.
And vice versa. Oh, except if they're related to you.
How is this not? Yeah. That's
how did that come up?
I don't know. How is this not just this is a sting operation to see if Stormy Daniels touches someone, then gets arrested so they can fuck with her.
Court documents reportedly claim that Daniels, Stephanie Daniels is her real name.
Yes.
Or Stormy Daniels. It's Stephanie Clifford. I mean, Clifford during her performance forced faces of club customers into her breasts and used her exposed breast to smack their faces. She also allegedly fondled the breast of female customers.
This is
what they're saying.
Dude, this could be similar to the Watergate break-in, dude. What if...
The water break.
Somebody had their water
break. More appropriate. Pregnant stripper.
Somebody called the cops in whatever town this is. Trump called these cops. They're like, listen, I know you had that rule in Ohio. See if you can catch Stormy Daniels and arrest her. What if they did that? Is that illegal?
Yes.
Somebody look into that shit.
Two other individuals were arrested. So a couple other strippers.
The water break.
She was released on $6,000 bail within hours of being arrested.
How stupid. I'm so embarrassed.
They've already entered a not guilty plea, meaning she didn't have to personally appear in court. He said she'll be leaving the state.
Yeah.
They're misdemeanor sex offenses.
God.
Avenatti said this is a complete setup. It's absurd that law enforcement resources are being spent to conduct a sting operation related to customers touching performers in a strip club in a non-sexual manner.
Somebody had to go up to that detective and say, listen, today I'm going to need you to ask Stormy Daniels if you can rub your face on her boobs. That's your job. And then arrest her. That's nuts.
So the update there is that the charges have been dropped.
Oh, okay.
Against
great
Ms. Daniels.
But you still got to fuck with her, right?
Oh yeah. Maybe it's a warning shot, you know? Like, hey, we can get you.
Why not just send somebody out to harass her while she's trying to get in her car like you guys did last time? Remember that dude outside her health club or whatever?
Well, now he's got the police he can send.
Oh, yeah. What am I thinking?
He's got the jackboots he can send.
Did Jeff Bosash make this call?
I don't know. Are you kidding me? He'd probably be like...
I bet it was Barracuda Face.
I think she deserves death penalty, even though she's white.
This sounds like a stupid idea by one of his kids. You know, just a dumb fucking thing to do. You know, I don't know. Maybe Ivanka did it.
And maybe it's it's Ohio. Maybe Jim Jordan made a phone call.
Oh, God. Perfect.
And said, hey, find out where Stormy's flashing her titties. Put some cops there. Get her if she does anything.
Are the Republicans still supporting that perv Jim Jordan? Have they changed?
I'm sure they have. We've been a little bedazzled by the kabuki theater going on in the
I am gobsmacked
in the house.
It really is crazy. It's lunacy.
Absolute insanity. Why is Benghazi trending?
Oh shit, dude, that trial is going on as we fucking speak, and I guarantee you some fucking dickhead GOP loon said pulled the Benghazi card or some shit like that.
Representative Watson Coleman just went after Gowdy. You're not the testifying person. If you can't control yourself, how do you expect this committee to control itself? You've been out of control since you've been on this committee. Why don't you leave it alone? This is not Benghazi.
Bam, baby.
Boom.
That's fucking awesome. Holy shit.
Watson Coleman. This is not Benghazi.
Good for this guy.
It's a she. Bonnie Watson Coleman.
Wow. Good one. That was a good one.
New Jersey's 12th district.
It wasn't as good as Louis Gohmert's, but it was close.
This is just an utter fail for them.
It really is.
I mean, their base is going to be fine, and they're going to play the clips that they want to on Trump TV.
But they look like fanatics. You know what I mean?
Well, right.
They're like paranoid loons.
And not even the pretense of being fair.
Yeah.
Like, good lads saying, no, you're out of order. You're out of order.
And they already did that IG thing. This guy, yeah. And also, Strzok didn't sound like he was lying. For a guy that was lying, he's got a lot of details, you know?
And he says, he's admitted. I fucking hate him. He's basically saying, I hate Trump. When I wrote that email, I was horrified that the American people are going to put this monster in the White House who insulted a Gold Star family.
Yeah.
Because they don't like him.
He texted that to a girl he was having sex with.
Yes.
So fucking what?
But again, produce the evidence that there was any bias. There was political beliefs.
Yeah. What are you supposed
produce
to do?
Produce the evidence that anything he did affected the investigation anyway.
And again, you know, the GOP crying bias. You know,
well, sure.
Fucking crazy.
That's why Benghazi is trending right now. Because of that rep, and because of a lot of people are saying, calling out Draco Malfoy for Mr. Benghazi. Oh, God, some of the screen caps of Draco.
He is vile looking.
So mad too.
Oh God.
It was. I really want to get a GIF file of him right after Strzok delivered that smackdown and Trey Gowdy just looking over to the side like fuck you. Like he knew he was done got.
Oh yes.
So Stormy Daniels dismissed.
Right.
The charges were dropped.
The nutty thing about that hearing today is if you would have gave Dave Dovenmeyer a fake name as a senator or a rep and said, ask whatever question you want, I don't know that he would have stood out. I think he would have fit right in. That's how crazy they sounded.
Yeah.
It's disturbing.
Most of them, many of them. And then you'll get a stealthy one like Meadows, you know, who'll sound sane in his insane questioning. And
what are we supposed to do? Not trust anyone in the fucking FBI?
Well, they try to say that, you know, it's leadership they're going after. It's just leadership.
Right. But that's not what Trump is doing. He's demonizing our intelligence community.
Oh, here we go.
He's not even believing them.
I want to hear this one. This is Representative Watson Coleman from...
That I was looking at this with an open mind and saying... I don't know what
actually
there is.
Agent Strzok, of all the universe of options, that's not the one I picked. But of all the universe of options, you looking at something with an open mind is not the one I picked.
But that's the obvious one to conclude from that email.
I'll tell you the one that I picked. The one I picked, and it breaks my heart to say this about an agent for an agency that I have tremendous respect for. You as a counterintelligence officer had no interest in participating in a counterintelligence investigation that was not going to lead to impeachment.
No, sir.
That's how I read it.
Mr.
If
Chairman,
I thought it was
Mr.
likely,
Chairman, you are, Mr.
I'd
Chairman,
be there, no question.
You are assuming
I hesitate
someone else's
in
position.
Part.
Chairman, you're coming to conclusions on someone else's viewpoints in the hearing.
I'm pretty sure it's my time and the general aide's not recognized.
That was
Sheila
Jackson Lee.
I hesitate in part because of my gut sense and concern.
Oh, God.
There's no big there.
Sir, may I
respond? What were you concerned wasn't there?
Sir, my concern was not knowing, given these allegations, what existed. Whether on the one hand, there was no criminal activity whatsoever, towards the middle, that there were individuals kind of pursuing their own agendas for their own self-enrichment, or on the far end, that there might be an impeachable offense.
Why wouldn't you want to investigate?
May I answer your question?
Well, my question is, why would you not want to investigate that?
Sir, I did want to investigate that. That is not what you're reading. What you are reading is my trying to decide what I want to do with the course of my career and whether to stay as a deputy assistant director in the counterintelligence division, where I have oversight of a wide variety of threats around the globe, or whether I want to remove myself and go work on something in the special counsel's office.
Okay, this is unfortunately, this is an 8-minute clip. God. I don't know exactly when in it. Let me see if this clip has Representative Watson.
If anybody should be pissed at the FBI.
Pissed.
Because you all helped this unfit man become president of the United States by not revealing to the people that he was under investigation in his campaign, it should be me. They should be applauding you, kissing you, and giving you all awards. Because but for you, we would have had a legitimate president elected.
Boom!
Yeah.
Bonnie Watson Coleman.
That's awesome. Oh, she goes for Benghazi, right?
I guess so, yeah.
Damn.
I want to hear the part where she goes after Gowdy, though.
Yeah. Thing to do with the president enriching himself with his emoluments and carving out opportunities for his daughter so that she's not negatively impacted with her brands in China, while this side of the aisle says nothing.
Right.
These are some of the highlights.
Fuck yeah. You know, the good thing is, man, maybe shit like this will really make progressives want to go vote.
I want to find the
Mr. Chairman.
And if you can't control yourself, how do you expect this committee to control itself? You've been out of control since you've been on this committee. Why don't you leave it alone? This is not Benghazi.
The gentle lady from New Jersey is recognized.
That's hilarious.
There we go. Stupid look on Trey Gowdy's face. I guess he's running it right now because Goodlatte's out jerking off in the bathroom or something. I don't know.
Well, that's fucking awesome.
Goodlatte's 90. He ain't touching.
Yeah, yeah. Him. You don't know. Were you there? And it's a Republican. Who knows?
So, but I mean, there's an example of what's been going on.
It's crazy.
Taxpayer money.
It's nuts.
At work while there are bridges crumbling, right, while the gas prices are going up.
And it's gross because all these guys are going to do, they're going to use clips from this for to get reelected, you know, to put in ads and to show their fucking constituents.
Good luck.
Grandstanding.
Good luck.
I mean, if you're a fucking idiot, though, dude, and you're racist and you support Trump and you want to believe them, I don't know. I don't see people that vote for Louis Gohmert. I mean, they probably loved what he did.
They're not going to see this. Again, they're going to turn on Fox News and it's going to be, look at the Republicans hammering the libtard FBI, a deep stater.
Is Louis Gohmert proud of what he said, do you think?
Oh, 100%. Oh, sure.
He didn't think he was misspeaking. He misspoke and he went too far. He didn't have that feeling.
No. No. Self-reflection? Are you crazy? Empathy? Shame? None of this works on Republicans.
But there were so many people in that room as he was saying that bullshit. They were going, oh my God, you're out of order. Shame on you. What you're saying is insane. That doesn't strike a nerve with this motherfucker.
No. They're incapable. The current GOP is extremist loons.
Listen, we do this fucking show every day, and I know Republicans are crazy. I know they say fucked up shit. Maybe it's just it was one after the other. It's just, God, it's astounding. I'm shocked.
What else is going on? Trump, I mean, you know, he's still around.
God, dude.
He's over embarrassing us in a different country or two.
Is he still at Festivus?
He bailed on NATO, but not before having a impromptu press conference.
Do you mean he bailed on NATO? Like he
pulled
us out?
No. It was done. But he decided to have a press conference where he declared victory that all of them have agreed to pay more. And he loves NATO. NATO's strong. And but one of the things he also said was people keep coming up to me and saying, Putin's your enemy. He's not my enemy.
He's not my friend.
He's not my friend. I don't know him.
Wait,
he's not my friend. I don't know him. He said he's a competitor, not an enemy.
Well, a competitor, a guy that takes out the competition with nerve gas in the UK, right? Polonium. He has people fucking killed.
It's embarrassing. It's just profoundly embarrassing. The country is a shithole right now.
Is this different? Remember when Obama would go to Europe? He's sort of had a different reception, right? People wanted to see him. They liked to hang out.
Yeah, they kind of liked him over there, even though he was black.
Even though. And, you know, listen, I know George Bush was kind of a pain in the ass to Angela Merkel with the massaging and shit like that. I think she would rather deal with W. Just deal with a rub down. You know,
even Fox's Brit Hume has tweeted. He tweeted Gohmert's clip. I did not think it possible anyone could make Peter Strzok seem a sympathetic figure in this hearing.
Wow.
Louis Gohmert did. His behavior towards the witness was bullying and insulting and elicited no information.
Hey, Brett, way to shame Louis Gohmert while shitting on Peter Strzok for no fucking reason. That's insane, though.
This guy tweeted, I appreciate Gohmert chiding Peter Strzok about his affair. Good to know we have a congressman who cares about marriage and family values. Oh, look, it's Republican President Donald Trump.
Yay. Oh, my God.
Another tweet. Gohmert takes the House Republicans to a new low, especially considering who the leader of their party is.
Yeah. I mean, Jesus.
Fugel saying tweeted, if you're just tuning in, Louis Gohmert just attacked Peter Strzok for cheating on his wife in the context of defending Donald Trump.
Oh, my God.
Somewhere irony is huffing gasoline fumes out of a brown paper bag.
You're driving irony to drugs.
So there you go. Louis even being criticized by Trump TV.
That's crazy. God, Louis. You're going to be a hero at home. Now they're going to love you. How stupid. God, it would be so great if some bullshit came out about an affair Louis Gohmert was having. Please. I pray to Aquaman, please.
Blah.
Let there be evidence that Louis Gohmert was doing some toe tapping somewhere.
Do you need your medication?
Please. Oh, my God.
Do you need your medication?
That was great. Who said that? That's a good one.
I think that might have been. That was Shirley Jackson Lee.
You need your medication, Louis.
Mr. Chairman, this is outrageous. Jackson Lee said. Another Democrat said, shame on you. Another said, Mr. Chairman, this is intolerable harassment of the witness. And then Jackson Lee could be heard saying, what is wrong with this? Do you need your medication?
I mean, even these questions that these Republican dickbags asked,
Strzok.
It seemed like even if they were, you know, stupid questions, at least they were related to these texts and these, you know, whatever. But that, I don't know.
You look in your wife's eyes and lie to her.
God, was he jacking off when he said that?
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah.
I have to position my mic so I can go hands free.
I got
to
change my britches.
So to speak. Again, every clip today just basically makes me embarrassed.
It's depressing. There's no hope. You just got to vote these fuck nuts out of office. You really do.
Big report that we really haven't heard much about because, you know, I mean, it's just, there's scuds landing all around us. How can we pay attention to some of this shit?
Yeah.
Well, this is a report out of the Financial Times.
Yes.
That, I mean, one would basically say, here's some Russian money laundering for you in regards to Trump's Toronto hotel.
Oh, my God.
A major investigation conducted by the Financial Times is showing how shady Russian money flowed through the financials of Trump's Toronto hotel and eventually back to Don himself.
Great.
It focuses on actions taken by Alex Schneider, is a Russian-Canadian billionaire.
Schneider.
Who was Trump's business partner in the construction of Trump International Hotel and Tower, Toronto.
Again, why do we have fucking billionaires? You brought up that point the other day.
Well, I agree.
Why do they exist? We should take their shit.
They're just playing Monopoly with the world.
Yeah, and they're going to die, and you can't. They're going to want to bury it with them. You know,
Financial Times is reporting that Schneider AI, it might be Schneider, in 2010 made a secret $100 million payment.
That's a lot.
To a group of so-called introducers.
Oh, my God.
Who were representing the Kremlin. The goal to these introducers.
Yes.
Was to pave the way for Schneider's group to sell off its stake in some steel mill in eastern Ukraine.
Oh my God. Hold on a second. So you're telling me that to meet these people, it's worth $100 million fucking dollars?
Well, I don't know.
That's nuts.
He eventually succeeded in selling off the steel mill with the help of a Russian bank that I'm not going to try to pronounce.
Oh, is this and then they make chrome or some bullshit like that? Or is
the Financial Times is reporting raises questions about whether the deal would have gotten financing without the massive payment to the introducers.
Massive. Oh, yes.
If payments made by Schneider did wind up in the hands of Russian officials, then the deal would likely be considered illegal and a bribe under Canadian law.
What? Let me ask you something, dude. If you, let's say you have $100 million. And you want something from someone, you're going to bribe them with $100 million? Why not just keep the $100? I mean, it's $100 million motherfucking dollars.
But it was probably billions for this steel, these steel mills.
What's the difference? I got $100 million. Now I got $1 billion.
Well, yeah.
What's the difference?
It's Monopoly.
God, these people are sick in the fucking head. It's mental illness.
So we'll keep an eye on that, but I mean, there's shenaniganry.
How do you give some
Canada? And maybe right. The Canadians will be adults about it,
right?
And investigate the fuck out
of it. Yeah, like let's say I had $100 million in cash. How big of a bag?
What denomination are the bills?
Dude, I don't know. What I don't know the bit. What's the? Do we
if
have?
If it's ones, you're gonna have a rough time. Hundreds, you're going to have a rough
time.
Don't
make fun of me, but is there a $500 bill?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sad I don't know that.
They're not, when you get over 100, they're less in circulation. They're more used for transactions.
What about in a $1,000 bill? Does that exist?
Yes. Between financial, stuff like that. So
it's just so stupid. It's like, you're going to bribe somebody with $100 million. You're disgusting. What do you want? Just keep the $100 million, you fucking dickhead. Ugh. Right, Kate?
Larger, and nothing over 100 is printed anymore. But they are still in circulation among collectors and still considered legal tender. There's 500s, 1,000s, 5,000s, 10,000s, and a $100,000 bill.
How are they collected? How does that make sense? I got a $500 bill. As a collector's item, is it worth more than $500 fucking dollars?
Maybe.
God, that's dumb
like
as
coin
fuck.
Collecting. If you got a really old penny, it's worth more than
a penny. Yes. This is weird.
The collector value. But no, if you wanted to go to a store and plunk it down, it's worth $500.
Listen, if you know me and you collect $500 bills, that's your hobby, go fuck yourself. And please don't tell me you do that because I'm going to hate you. It's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
See my money collection.
Look at my money collection. Dude, that's bananas. We should be burning tires in the fucking street.
And meanwhile, there are so many other hazards out there.
Oh, God, these fucking sharks.
When animals get pissed.
When animals get pissed, the scratchy old nasty recording.
I like it.
From our wrestling network
artist
days.
Is good.
Thank you.
Can we get him back in the studio if we need him?
Every day you do.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I just real quick, by the way, my mom wants to go to the beach soon, so I hope this is a good old shark story.
Are the lice gone here in the beach?
I don't fucking know, the sea lice? The jellyfish, your little jellyfish, right?
Purple flags for a while here in Pensacola because there's a little larvae of jellyfish that burrow into your skin.
Hey, if there are any evangelical motherfuckers out here in the panhandle area, ask God why. Does it ever occur to you to
point out the window, pick a car?
How do you believe in a God that creates sea lice? Sea lice.
Well, we're not supposed to be in there anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Australia, Dateline.
G'day.
Northern Australia.
Who the fuck would go in the water in Australia, man?
Wildlife rangers in Northern Australia have, after a decade of spotting a ginormous crocodile.
No, fuck.
Have finally captured the mofo.
Right.
1,300 pounds of crocodile.
Shit, man.
Estimated to be more than 60 years old, it was found lurking near a boat.
Lurking?
Near a boat ramp in the Catherine River.
Oh, yeah. Listen, if you're
15 and a half feet long, the croc is the longest ever trapped in the region by half a foot. It's a saltwater croc.
Okay. No, who cares, dude? It's a big fucking crocodile. That's kind of all that matters. It's 1,300 pounds.
It was first spotted in 2010. They've been searching for it. They wanted to capture and isolate it to prevent it from, quote, interacting with humans.
Interacting? Listen, I looked up a picture of this thing just now. I had to see it.
It's a big, giant fucking croc.
Okay.
They took it to a croc farm.
A croc farm? Yeah.
Not the shoes.
Yes.
I don't believe they grow.
God, it's so big. How many rolls of duct tape did they go through?
Saltwater crocodiles, affectionately referred to as salties.
Salty!
Can be spotted throughout the Northern Territory. So far this year, 187 of them have been captured in what's called the top end, the northernmost part of the Northern Territory.
Welcome to the top end. We've got dinosaurs up here, we do.
Their website advises visitors to be croc-wise. Quote, croc danger is real.
Yeah.
Do not become complacent or risk your life.
How old do they think this 1,300-pound dinosaur is?
60.
60 years old. Let me tell you something. I don't give a fuck what fences are around. This thing is 60 years old. It's an apex predator. It's evolved, right, over the years to be like the perfect killing machine. Go fuck yourself. If you're around this thing, that thing is deciding whether or not you're going to live. Well, it's on him.
He was hanging out near a boat launch.
Oh, yeah. Why not? Oh, my God. That's where, you got to get in the fucking water. God, I tell you what. Do you ever see something called The Reef or something? Some horrible movie that takes place in Australia?
No.
The first 15 minutes.
And you shouldn't have either.
Oh, my God. The sailboat capsizes. They're all with some guide who's a diver. And they're like, listen, it's only a 10-mile swim to the nearest island. And this one guy decides to stay on the sinking boat because as they're leaving, like, you guys are going to die. I'm just going to stay with the boat. Horrible.
Dateline.
Sorry, I just.
The Bahamas.
This is
somewhere in the Bahamas.
This shit is my Niagara Falls.
The headline says Instagram model.
Oh, shit. You idiot.
Bitten by shark in the Bahamas. Maybe they meant that's where on her body she was bitten.
Right. What do you mean?
It bit her in the Bahamas.
Oh, yeah, that's funny.
Quote, next thing I knew, I was underwater.
Yeah, getting a selfie.
An opportunity to, quote, connect with nature.
Is this the Instagram model saying this?
Turned into a frightening shark biting incident for an Instagram model.
Oh, my God.
Nursing student in Miami with nearly 28,000 Instagram followers and her own blog.
Yeah.
Katarina Zarutsky.
Katarina Zarutsky.
was enjoying a trip to the Bahamas last month when she decided to swim with a group of nurse sharks.
What? Why? Why would you do that? What the fuck, man? What do they teach you in Instagram model school?
The 19-year-old model.
Oh, God.
Said a lot of locals that were just excited and encouraging me to swim with them.
Hey, parents out there, you got to have the talk with your kids. You got to let them know if you're going to Australia, don't swim in the fucking water. Cause there's, and don't willingly swim with sharks.
I saw it as an opportunity for me, another chance to connect with nature, she said.
You imagine you're a predator, you swim around all day in the water looking for shit to eat, and all of a sudden you got somebody, you got a meal that actually wants to interact with you. That's crazy.
She was floating on her back in the water. One of the sharks grabbed her by the wrist.
Wow.
And dragged her under. He bit me. Next thing I knew, I was underwater.
Oh, God.
It let go of her. She jumped out. She got out of the water and holding her bloody arm above her head.
Did she not have friends that say, hey, don't go swimming with sharks? Actually, that's a saying, is it not? Don't swim with sharks? Isn't that a...
Doctors told her it could have been worse. Now she just had stitches and she's going to have a nice scar. But
on her wrist?
Yes. On her arm.
Shit. Use a green screen. I don't know. Was she doing this for a picture or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's just use a green screen.
She's an Instagram model.
Oh, my God.
With 28,000 followers.
You're an Instagram model with insanely horrific judgment. I'm going to go swim with sharks.
Well, yeah, and nurse sharks, you know, I mean, none of these sharks are completely safe.
This is what, you know, all the nurse sharks, they won't hurt you. You think that was what was going on or something? You should hang out with me. I would have told you not to get in the fucking water with the fucking sharks. You know what I mean? I would have lost my mind.
I know you. Would you have done that for your kids' show? When you were on Up and Running? A children's show in Chicago on UPN?
Senator, I am not even going to qualify. I'm not even answering that question. That's ridiculous.
Could you look them in the eye?
Fuck no, I'm not going in there. I did go up on a hang glider. I mean, you know, did a tandem hang gliding thing. I mean, maybe that wasn't the best decision. I didn't die or anything. There's no fucking way I'm going in with a shark. I did have to, I did have to hold a snake.
Oh, wow.
I hated that.
Was that okay? No.
No, it was not. They put this albino python around me or something. Just as a joke, because they knew I hated snakes. That was funny. I'm not swimming with fucking sharks. You can suck my dick. That's what I let me tell you what I would have told my producer. Suck my dick, motherfucker.
Or how much?
Mm-mm. No.
How much of a bonus?
No, I'm not getting in that fucking water. You can fuck the fuck off. The shark, dude.
More examples of Trump's America. We've got cops drawing guns on some black kids who were walking through the park. We've got a story of a couple of black people that had the cops called on them, and there were white people with like sticks and stuff, and of course they arrest the black people unarmed,
right?
It's just nonstop. That's why Will Smith tweeted out or made a statement that, you know, it's racism hasn't flared up. It's just now being put on tape.
God damn.
We do have good news, though. One of these assholes. I saw another one today of a guy in his own apartment complex in the pool.
What do you mean?
At his a pool at his own apartment complex.
Oh, he's like
where
whipping
he
out
lives.
The N-word or something.
He's a black guy.
Oh, okay.
He was there lounging, and Joe's security guard comes up to him and says, "Excuse me, do you live here? Can I see some identification?"
He said, "I'm in the pool."
He said, "Here's my key. This is the key that gets me into the pool. Yeah. This is the key to my apartment. This is all you need to see." And Joe, security guard called the cops.
Oh my God. Hey, Joe, security guard dick face. How do you think the guy got the key?
And Joe's security guard did not identify him or herself.
Yeah.
Came up to the guy and said, do you belong here, basically? And the guy's like, I don't know who you are. I'm not telling you my apartment number or my address. This pass gets me in here.
Guys, black people are allowed to live in homes and apartment buildings. They're allowed to swim at pools. It's not 1940. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
This is post Civil Rights Act, you know?
And he said of all the people that were in the pool, he was the one black guy and the one person approached by Joe Cop.
Guy, I got really upset. I'm reading that story about the kids in the park. Some 17-year-olds waving a trash can lid at these kids, shouting out the N-word. And then
the black kids get cuffed.
They get handcuffed.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
A few days ago last week, it was 4th of July.
Fuck you, boy.
And there was a video. I forget what this guy's name ended up being, something about a pool. You know, they're making funny names for these people, like Barbecue Becky and, you know, stuff like that.
Dude, we're supposed to be celebrating our fucking country on July 4th, and we got people detained in cages.
This is another pool incident. Apparently, these white people are really, really picky about their pools. 4th of July video captured a white man calling the police because he refused to believe that an African-American woman and her infant were members of their community pool in Winston-Salem.
Dude, you're a... What are we supposed to say to this? What do you do?
Right.
It's 2018!
North Carolina keeping it classy.
Oh, my God.
Video was posted to the Facebook.
Yes.
This white asshole.
Shame on you, motherfucker.
With his shirt off and his doughy white pasty body and his man boobs hanging out.
And how do you think you have somebody yelling at you, there's no way you should be in this pool. You're black.
In the video posted on Facebook by Jasmine Edwards, the man identified as Adam Bloom repeatedly insists that she must show her ID, confirming that she belongs to the pool. And she refused. She confirmed her address.
Yeah.
And the police that showed up confirmed that her key card to the pool granted her access.
She's allowed to be there, even though she's black, okay?
At which point Bloom said, well, they must have been stolen. They must have stolen the card to get in.
This is just like that Airbnb story, right?
He says,
horrible.
They kind of make their way around sometimes, meaning the key cards.
Oh, my God. Oh, yes. It's a vast conspiracy to swim in your shitty fucking pool, you fucking idiot.
She told the officers it's 100% targeted because of her race. She said nobody else was asked for their ID. This is racial profiling. I'm the only black person here with my son in the pool. This guy only walked up to me and asked me for my ID.
It is shameful. This Bloom guy. Hey, why don't you go swimming with that Instagram model?
And he's also like on the pool board or something like that. God.
Could you imagine? There's a board for the community pool. Imagine the busybodies on that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, just a horrible group of people.
It turns out this guy works for a packaging company called Sunoco.
Yes.
They fired him.
Ah, awesome. Fuck yeah.
The Sunoco president and CEO published an open letter. The well-documented incident, which involves activities at a neighborhood pool over the 4th of July, in no way reflects the core values of our company. To that end, effective immediately, the employee involved in this incident is no longer employed by the company in any respect.
So was this Bloom guy just another resident in this apartment building?
Yeah.
Just a fucking busybody.
He was the chairman of the pool board.
How do you tell people?
The Glenridge Homeowners Association put out a statement.
Yes.
Confirming it had accepted his resignation as pool chair.
This is a joke.
Board member effective immediately. We sincerely regret that an incident occurred yesterday at our community pool that left neighbors feeling racially profiled. in confronting and calling the police on one of our neighbors, the pool chair escalated a situation in a way that does not reflect the inclusive values of Glen Ridge to uphold as a community, blah, blah, blah.
I mean, it sounds like a Christopher Guest movie. The guy's the chairman of the pool board. Was this a stepping stone for this guy? Did he have political aspirations and he's starting here to real grassroots kind of thing?
Progress says it's just the latest in a series of recent incidents of black people getting the police called on them for having a cookout in the park, napping in a dorm room, mowing the lawn, selling water on the street.
Yes. Is this guy also on the board of the hot tub?
So there you go. A little bit of karma, I guess, for these assholes.
God, I want to see clips from this dude presiding over meetings about the pool. I mean, it must be insane.
Even once the police had established that, you know, she had every legal right to be there, she asked this asshole to, she said, you should apologize to me. And he said no.
Yeah. Yeah. He said no.
White people.
Damn, dude, the apartment building should kick him out of there just because, you know, like it sucks. Like part of the reason I imagine you live at this place, you're like, oh, there's a pool. That's nice. Do you think this woman wants to go down to the pool again?
Well, the guy today, also another, the one I saw today, a guy in his own building.
Yeah. Ruins your Saturday or whatever.
Yeah.
His own building.
And suddenly the cops are called on you because you're the only black guy in there.
How about the college girl in her dorm?
Just taking a nap in the dorm room.
How dare you? Napping where you live in while being black.
In the common room.
That is Trump's America, right?
But it was Harvard, so, you know.
You know, think about... Right. Think about...
Shouldn't be any black people there.
You know what I mean? How Trump talks about immigrants and shit with ICE and stuff.
Sure.
This is totally... Our president emboldens idiots like this... The guy that's the chairman of the pool board.
Right.
Do you need that? Do you need that, by the way? What do they do?
And one would assume that there's a little bit more adulthood involved.
Right.
In being in higher office like that. To be the head of the pool board. That one would think that distinguished position of the fucking Homeowners Association pool board chairman, you'd think he would be able to
express
a little more self-restraint.
I'm serious.
Probably.
Are there elections within the apartment complex?
HOAs have elections.
Does this guy go up to people and is like, listen, I want to know I can count on your vote for chairman of the fucking pool board association. That's crazy. What? What needs to be decided about a pool? They probably hire a guy to make sure the right chemicals are in it. Okay.
Yeah.
You got to have rules at the pool, which it's the same at every pool, right? No diving, don't run around, no glass.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't be black.
Right. Okay.
Apparently, it's still many pools.
That's nuts. But like, what other rules? What the fuck does a pool board do?
Apparently try to keep black people.
It's fascinating, right?
Some way.
I can't stop thinking about
it. I guess. It's probably all condos, so they all kick in. They have rules and they kick in. They have dues to make sure that the pool is maintained, and you know, it's all that democracy kind of stuff, one would hope.
I would like to see, on behalf of the people that live at this facility, this apartment complex, I want to see this Bloom guy banned. Banned indefinitely. His pool privileges should be revoked. He's an asshole. Right, Kate?
Oh, wow. Look at the time. We only got a few minutes left. I mean, there's just so much for this shit show that the Republicans put on today.
We talked about the hearing in the pool.
Hearing and racism.
Yes.
Welcome. Oh, well, we talked about Trump money laundering and shit.
Oh, yes.
We can quickly touch on, sure he'd love it because he's probably not getting a lot of action these days. Paul Manafort.
Jim Jordan's like, oh, let me watch and not tell anybody about it.
He only put an inch in.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm not gonna speak up.
It was just a tip. He didn't fully penetrate that boy.
Dude, he's a legislator for our country, and he won't speak up for a kid that's possibly being abused.
Right. There's news there too.
Great.
I guess one of the former coaches,
yes,
said something that he knew about it or something like that. I'm gonna have to look it up. But
all more proof that Coach Jordan knew what the fuck was up.
Right.
Oh God.
Or somebody else corroborating. Here it is. Maud Gaughan tweeted this. Representative Jim Jordan's excuses implode after his OSU boss admits he knew about the sexual abuses, which is,
oh my God,
contradicting what Jim Jordan says. CNN reports a former Ohio State University wrestling coach says he warned a team doctor whose alleged actions are the subject of the school investigation that the doctor was too, quote, hands-on.
Oh my God.
With student athletes.
I mean, if you're in charge of the school or whatever, and you hear a rumor about this, don't you think at the very least, it's like, listen, I got to meet with you. I got to ask you about this shit. People are saying that you're fondling kids in the fucking shower. I don't know. Do you investigate this?
Former head wrestling coach Russ Hellickson said many of the wrestlers were uncomfortable with Dr. Strauss's behavior and that he had confronted Strauss about it. There was Strauss's lingering in the showers with wrestlers and fondling them during weigh-ins.
It's not. Oh,
you know, you're a couple ounces over. Take off your singlet. Let me hold your balls up so that takes an ounce or two off your weight.
I know how
you.
They want to take an ounce off.
Let me suck it out of you. Yeah.
God, who's that character? Was that character in South Park or Family Guy? The pervy old dude. Who talked like this?
Oh, that's South Park, I think.
Well, who is that?
That's the old man neighbor with the ancient dog.
Krish. No, it was the guy that watched.
Oh, you're right. It is Family Guy. God. Family Guy, not South Park. Yeah.
It's like that guy. Of course they're
you're
uncomfortable.
Looking pretty nice there, Chris. Looking pretty nice there in your sweaty t-shirt.
That guy?
Yeah. Imagine telling someone, I'm on the wrestling team at this college, and the weirdest thing, our team doctor likes to watch me shower.
When Strauss told Hellickson he showered with the wrestlers as well, Hellickson said, yeah, not for an hour, Doc. Hellickson also told Strauss he was much too hands-on with the wrestlers. In response, Strauss told him he was just being thorough.
Come on. Who are you, Dr. Cosby?
Critically, Hellickson said he communicated his concerns about the shower situation to university administrators.
Oh, my God!
Quote, certainly all my administrators recognize this as an issue for me. I'm sure that I talked to all of them on numerous occasions about my discontent with the environment.
Listen, dude, normal people, if they hear that story, that's like alarm bells, right? Sound the alarm bells! Treason, murder! The fucking team doctor for the wrestling team's diddling kids in the shower. We got to look into it.
We're just about ready to go. But Paul Manafort, we touched on this briefly, speaking of brief touches.
Yes.
Manafort's strategy backfired. I don't know what they were thinking. They asked for an extension.
Yes.
To postpone, to get ready, because we're having such a hard time. I'm 2 hours away from my lawyers. They have to drive 2 hours every way to come to this jail. So the judge said, all right, let's move you closer to the jail in Arlington, which is not so nice. So then Manafort was like, never mind. And the judge yesterday said, fuck you, we're moving.
Yeah, fuck you, dude.
After those reports came out, which we didn't even talk about how Manafort was living like a fucking king.
In this
jail?
It was
like a hotel. Yeah. He had a private room, private shower, private bath, didn't have to wear prison uniform. He was cheating on emails they would bring a laptop in. He would look at it, answer all of his emails, and they'd take the laptop out and get Wi-Fi and send all the emails.
I bet it's not going to be like that now.
Well, that's what they're saying.
An idiot.
That it backfired on him.
What
and this
a
judge is
moron.
Just awesome about it. The judge is like, I can't understand why you are upset about our solution. You're going to be within minutes of your lawyers now.
Yes,
they'll be
perfect.
You'll be great.
I mean, what the fuck, dude? You said it was a problem. Now they gave you a solution. Now you don't want it.
And at one point, the judge kind of trolled him and said something like, They're worried for his safety at this nasty jail in Arlington. And the judge said, he'll be fine. Don't worry. That prison has held all kinds of spies and traitors.
No.
Don't worry about it. He'll be fine.
That's fucking hilarious.
So there you go.
Probably even got his hair dye in this place he was at.
I don't know if they get him
not at a new place.
Shoe polish or something. Right. We got to go. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Yay.
I'm sure there'll be more clips tomorrow as the shit show continueth in Congress.
The hearing is still going on.
Oh, absolutely. We're probably not even halfway done because if everybody gets 5 minutes, there's 7
minutes. Oh, my God.
Thanks for joining us. We're back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern, live. Then on iTunes, Stitcher, your favorite app, or at crabdiving.com.
Yay.
Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, @RatedRComedy. His Instagram, @RatedRComedy. Go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram, @ViLExperience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening back tomorrow. More Bill Shittery, everybody.
Yes. Don't swim with sharks.
We will pound you into glass. That's media rape right there. My gosh, maybe we should have a lesson on rape.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.